Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jay Lethal, the undisputed champion of the wrestling world.
John Sullivan.
It's Babs Ayegbusi.
Michael Thompson talking. The phenomenal AJ Styles.
Xavier Rose.
Charles Johnson.
Psycho Killer from Austin, Champa.
This is Matt Blair. Thank you for listening to Sportscast Radio.
Sportscast Radio.
Welcome to Sportscast Radio.
Baby, and I tell you what, Elijah, this isn't the podcast that you just look at. You know, you got to make Warren look at it. It's not what this is for. Okay,
look at it, Warren.
It's just, what are you doing with this podcast? Just jack off to it the whole time. It's not what this is for. I'm so glad that I found that and sent that to you, or you sent it to me, and I or however that went, because that was, God, that's so funny. One of the best things ever is Paul Kersey in Death Wish. Pretty sure that was in Death Wish. He's like, "What is this for, Walter or Warren?"
No, I don't think I don't think that's Death. I don't think that's Death Wish.
Is that for Brian Jete, Forbidden Subjects?
No, Brian commented on Brian Klecker commented on what movie it was from on the. Like in the comments, it's 10 to midnight.
10 to midnight. I have that on DVD. Great.
What's that movie where he's talking about Ho Chi Minh?
That's Kijite, Forbidden Subjects. When he goes to the bar and he's like, "You got any white elephant? You got any Ho Chi Minh? What do you got then? You ain't got shit." Speaking of, you ain't got shit. This man actually, this man's coming in with his own entrance. Entrance, ladies and gentlemen. Luke Gilbert in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
What is?
Ladies and gentlemen, Luke Gilbert in the house with y'all.
What is that song?
That is Mike Bennett, a.k.a. Mike Kanellis' theme song in the WWE when he was Mike and Maria Kanellis before. Now he's Ring of Honor tag champ with Roderick Strong screaming, "Adam!" the whole time, which is annoying as shit.
That's awful.
Yeah, that song was garbage.
Okay. I got one more, and then we'll move on, you know. Get the fucking around out of the way here. What about this one?
Ladies and gentlemen,
EC3. Is EC3's any better? I'm trying to know.
I was like, who that?
This is all, you know, as a nice homage to my compadre with WrestleCast, who still to this day confuses me where the first of his three strikes on his theme song medley was the D-Courage theme, and he got it wrong. And I don't know if you guys, I don't think I've actually played this since I did this, but this is what he got wrong. Now remember, they're called D Courage, okay? D Courage, ready? Here's the song.
D Courage, tenishita diamond, kakage sora takaku tobe.
Here comes the second time. So in 24 seconds, they said their name four times, and he got it wrong.
That sounds fucked, though.
He got Aita right, though. Aita!
Never heard that song before.
He got it! Dude, Dragon Gate's got some bangers, man. Have you ever heard Aita's, Elijah?
No. No.
This is Aita. Wait till this dude kicks it into overdrive. Dude, that shit's tight. That's way better than
Rollins. It kind of sounds like, it sounded like Party Like a Rock Star at the beginning. I was like, oh, Lord.
That's some gold dust type shit right there.
I was like, is that Key?
There was not too much blood in that contest. But, I had fun doing a little bit of wrestling theme song. We're gonna get ready
TNA
for the
TNA will always have the old school TNA will always have the best bangers ever.
Oh man, they should get their own bracket in the 64 team tournament this year. I mean, you could pick 16. I bet from that shit, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Luke, what's your favorite Impact Wrestling or TNA Wrestling theme song?
I don't know any wrestlers from there.
You could have Bobby Roode's.
Nope. I don't
I'm off the chain. Never going to be the same. Or Beer Money.
Oh, yeah. Get a little of that Beer Money. It's so tight.
Watch your money and your alcohol. When the tide rolls in and the ship goes down, you know you're about to take a fall. Then he's like,
he's from the country.
He's from the country.
Then he got glorious in WWE. But I digress. That is wrestling theme music with Ryan and Elijah. We'll be here, I don't know, for another hour and a half, 2 hours. If you got any requests, call in. I'm sure we can for you. Luke does a really good Seth Rollins.
No, I don't.
He does a really good Cody Rhodes.
God, I don't.
Oh!
You're fucking me, Rez.
Oh! And Luke also does a really good Solo Sikoa.
I do a really good Randy Orton, too.
Do you? How does his go?
Fuck, I need the music. You got the music?
Evolution is a mystery!
No, that's Evolution. Isn't his, like, voice is in my head? Yeah, that's it.
They come to me.
What about the best one? They said, off with his head.
The Triple H.
The king is dead.
Feed me more.
I was not expecting fucking Ryback to come in.
Stupid.
Man.
Stupid.
Oh, my God. Well, we have one of the hardest tasks that will be in our back pocket all year, and we'll probably do 5 more of these, so bear with us. But the response from the last couple of years of draft covers that we did actually had some of our biggest shows. So I'm very excited to get back to the draft covers. We're good at it. We know about, and you know, I think the addition of you, Elijah, coming back and talking the college football draft with us is going to be a good thing. So I'm hyped. I think we're going to have a lot of good shit out of this.
You think it's going to be a good thing? You're not sure. You think.
I'm excited because I think for once by doing this, we're not going to sit there and just all agree with each other. And I think we all have good enough and valid points that we can literally, everybody can have a different person and we can make an argument for that person. So I think there's going to be a lot of good like a lot of good turmoil in how we get to things, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited. So I figure we could just carousel through on, you know, throwing the pickup, and whoever wants to throw the first name is more than welcome to. Luke, why don't we start with you? We'll go to Elijah second, and then I'll go third. And then that way I'll be the odd man out, since there's 32 teams. You guys will each get more picks because people want to hear you guys more over me anyway. So
okay,
we'll give them the blessing.
Who told you that?
Yeah,
who told you that?
I told myself that. BS.
Damn. So I'm the mayor.
Now one thing we should do this real fast and see if we agree on this. I think because we're gonna have 3 to 4 months for more of this stuff, I don't think we should do any trades in this one. I think we should just straight up leave it. You got to make a pick.
Okay.
Because I still want to do a draft where every draft pick is a trade. So, like, I want to do one trade like that later. But I figure rather than – because if one person makes a good trade, then I think we're going to start sitting there focusing too much on trading, and I think that'll really start taking up our time.
Yeah, well –
So
well,
let's
how
go.
About, can't we just like, all right.
I mean, if you want to propose a trade, fuck it. Who cares? It's the first.
Well,
thing.
I mean, like, I wouldn't go too complex with the trade. I would just say, like, I think the Bears are going to trade from this position down to this. I don't know. I don't think it makes much sense. Because I was thinking there was a way that you could go do it without getting too in-depth. And actually, I don't think there is a way.
Why? I mean, so. I have a website up right now that allows me to trade.
No, I agree. I thought maybe like I said, I thought maybe you could kind of do it in a way where you just say the Bears are going to trade this pick. I don't know like the specifics of the pick, but I'm going to move here and this team is going to take their pick, but then it's too much.
So that's fine. And what we'll do, too, is one night we'll all get on the same website, and then we can all make trades and stuff, too, and we'll all be able to see the trades and stuff.
I do think the Bears are going to trade the pick, but I guess.
So, Luke, you're up at number one. Start us off. The Chicago Bears have the number one pick in the 2024 draft.
Are going to draft Marvin Harrison Jr.
Going Marvin 1? Elijah, what do you think?
Well, I think since we're going with just that they're keeping the pick, if they keep the pick, I think they're going to take Caleb Williams and probably move on from Justin Fields.
So when I made my mock that I have pulled up here, I had Caleb Williams going number one, just like you did, Elijah. And then I saw something on the internet that came out about 4 o'clock today, that Caleb Williams said that he wants reassurance that the Bears are trading the number one pick, or he will not declare eligible on Monday for the draft.
Ooh, okay.
So
why doesn't he want to go to Chicago?
I don't know.
All right, is he going to fall to the Vikings?
Breaking: USC quarterback Caleb Williams wants assurance that the Bears will be trading the first overall pick before he declares. Williams and his camp have no interest in playing in Chicago.
Maybe they don't like the field conditions.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Now, people are saying, I'm not sure who needs to hear this besides Emmanuel Ocho, but Wes Steinberg is not a real sports insider. Now, I'm also seeing Sportskeeda. I'm seeing FanSided. I'm seeing more than just that Twitter person.
I wonder if he's worried that they're not going to trade Fields and it's going to be the both of them.
Maybe, yeah. Now, I'm reading more into this than that. Wesley Steinberg claims to be a New York Giants insider. But people are saying this guy could just be a spoof. So that
okay.
That makes me a little nervous.
I mean, I could see it as being a spoof because a lot of people have been kind of going at Caleb Williams for being, like, entitled and stuff. And, you know, it could be a spoof. But
yeah, it's well, that's what makes it so weird, in my opinion, is because he's done some really weird shit before this season ended. So, like, I could see him saying this. I mean, the guy,
yeah.
There was rumors he wanted stake in the team that drafted him. There was rumors he had a list of 5 teams that he would only play for. Like, so this doesn't seem like anything different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Luke, what do you think?
I would agree that they'd take Caleb Williams if they wouldn't have kept Eberflus. I think keeping him just tells me they're keeping Justin Fields. Now, if a new head coach was coming in, he'd want his own guy, but that's what I think.
So I'm going to go this round, I think, with my pick here. And then we can try to figure out the semantics. I think I'm in agreement that they're going to trade the pick.
But yeah, being, I think we're all in agreement that.
Well, but here's where Luke hit, and here's where he's right. He could be right. If they want Marvin Harrison, they can't trade the pick.
Well, they can, but they can't trade lower than 3.
That's,
yeah,
yeah, okay.
I was just saying.
So if they're trading and staying in the top 3, I think they're doing it to get Marvin Harrison, and they're just giving a team a chance to move up out of Washington and New England. So essentially,
yeah.
It's New England. They got to be baiting.
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, like, I think Washington and New England are probably going to try and get quarterbacks.
So I figure if they can't get Williams, they're just going to take Mayer Daniels.
Yeah.
But I think if they're not drafting him and they're not trading it, it's got to be Marvin Harrison then.
Yeah.
Is that the consensus? Are we going Marvin Harrison Jr., the number 1 overall pick of the 2024 draft?
I guess so.
Are you on board with it, or you still want to go Caleb Williams?
I'm on board with it because like I said, that's probably who they're gonna end up picking no matter like what position they're in. They're probably gonna trade down and get him. So yeah, I mean like if they trade the pick, then yes, like total agreement.
Washington.
Harrison will be their guy.
What do you want to do with number 2, Elijah? Washington.
I'm going to go with Drake May.
Drake May over Caleb Williams?
Oh, no, sorry. Caleb Williams. My bad.
See, I'm torn because I feel like Drake May is the better – might be the better pro out the box. He doesn't have those like intangibles that Caleb Williams has where he can win games. And that's where I think they separate the two. I think I got to go Caleb Williams too.
Yeah. Like Drake May with me, I feel like Drake May is like he's kind of like a Justin Herbert type. Just, he obviously doesn't have as much of a cannon as Herbert, but he strikes me as that type of QB. Sorry, Luke.
No, you're fine. I'm burping. I also think that they will draft Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they took Drake May because I think Justin Herbert's made you not sleep on those quarterbacks that you assumed might not be that good because he completely changed the facet of them. Because I know, like, at least myself, I didn't think Herbert was going to be that great. I was like, that's an Oregon
no.
And then I was wrong. Boy, was I wrong. So now I'm like, well, like I was almost positive Mac Jones was going to be dog shit. But then I'm like, well, what if I'm wrong? You know. So
he hasn't been great.
No. So that one, thankfully. But yeah, I'm with it. So we're gonna go Caleb Williams. With the New England Patriots at number 3, I will give them Drake May out of North Carolina.
I'm going Drake May too. He feels like a New England type of player.
I'm thinking, sorry. I'm going to go
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, that's where I was thinking, but I'm going to go Drake May too.
I think if Caleb Williams goes to Chicago, I think it goes May and then Daniels at three.
But
I think it's a slide.
But this has got to be a joke, though, to me, too, because the Caleb Williams thing, because why the fuck would he want to go to Washington over Chicago?
Yeah, and when have you ever seen a team trade a draft pick in January?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I think that might be some fake steam, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm okay. With you on that. I think it's bullshit. All right, so we got Drake May. Number four, the Arizona Cardinals. This puts you back at top, Luke.
I think Arizona's going to take Malik Nabers. Because they missed out on Marvin Harrison.
What do you got, Elijah?
I think they need to address their offensive line. So I think they're going to go Joe Alt.
And this is where I'm torn, because I still think at the end of the day Marvin Harrison ends up here. I truly believe that. I feel like if you're getting rid of – there's supposedly now there's problems with Rondell Moore. Hollywood Brown's probably on his way out the door. They got rid of DeAndre Hopkins. They need weapons. And I feel like they pick again at like 22 or something like that.
Yeah, something like 21.
21. And, I mean, sitting at 21 could still be Amarius Mims, J.C. Latham, Talisi Fuega, Troy Fatano from Washington. Like, I think there's a lot of options. Where I think if they wait wide receiver, you know, there's still quality. Brian Thomas Jr. potentially is there. You know, Troy Franklin, Adonai Mitchell. But I think they need that weapon, especially if they're keeping Kyler. So I'm in agreement on Malik Nabers. I also think it helps that they drafted Paris Johnson Jr. last year. So they got an offensive lineman last year. I think they can afford to wait till later and still have a first rounder and then take one then. Or I think the upside won't be there on the receiver if they wait that long.
Well, you're the Arizona Cardinals fan, so
Malik Nabers, baby, let's go.
You're not gonna get an argument with me because I don't know that much about the Cardinals.
Well, if you'd like to make an argument for the Los Angeles Chargers at pick five, I see something glowing there for me. What are you thinking?
We should all agree on this pick.
You think this one's unanimous?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Who's going first? This is yours, Elijah.
Yeah,
this is mine. I'm going Rome. Adunze.
Now, I don't hate it.
They need a receiver. And
Keenan Allen is off the books next year. Mike Williams is off the books next year. Jordan Palmer's off the books next year.
Bro, they got Quentin Johnston, though. He's tight.
No, he's not. I know for a fact that Quentin Johnston was not good this year. No offense to the dude, but he did not have a good rookie year.
Now here's where my counter comes in, but I'm not mad at it, I'm not against it. Like, if it comes down to it, where Luke's like, you know, I kind of like that Odunze idea with all those people leaving. Great player, fantastic player. I still think Malik Nabers could fall to them here at five. But I think the consensus, in my opinion, is Brock Bowers on Georgia, because they lose Gerald Everett this year. So they have no tight end next year. And he's probably
one of the best players in the draft.
I don't think he's going to have the problems that Kyle Pitts does in Atlanta with a team that doesn't know how to use him. I think Justin Herbert's going to fall in love with this guy, and he's going to be that great Antonio Gates type tight end for Herbert for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm on the side of Ryan. Brock Bowers is what but I do like the Roma Dunze thing too.
Yeah,
the Chargers need a lot though too. Like,
yeah.
Their D back, their pass defense was awful, like one of the worst in the leagues, I think. Like, like J.C. Jackson's not been good.
I hear they might even move on from him.
Yeah. And, I mean, Asante Samuel Jr. has been pretty good, but just as an overall unit, their DBs haven't been have been pretty bad. But, yeah, I guess I just they're probably going to take a weapon, whether it be Adunze or Bowers, but Bowers is probably the better overall prospect. So,
I think next year is where you go, okay, you know, we didn't address the wide receiver, we have to do it. Because I think if for some reason somebody trades up for Bowers or if he goes before, I think exactly what you said is going to happen. They're going to take a wide out. In fact, I think at 37, they take a, you know, Xavier Worthy from Texas or something like that. Like, that's been what I've been going back and forth with all day is, they should do Brock Bowers because Everett's the first guy gone where they still have Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and Palmer for another year. But, man, there's so much good talent. It's almost hard not to take one of the players.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a tough pick. But I think whichever route we or the Chargers go, if they take our advice, we have led them to the water to drink. They just kind of finished. They got to drink themselves. Speaking of making somebody want to drink, being a Giants fan, Dios mio.
I think this one should be obvious. I think we're all going to agree. This one is probably going to be one that we're all going to agree on.
Did we do Brock Bowers for the Chargers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is this me? No, this is Ryan.
This is me. Yep.
All right. I'm going to mark this bitch in. I don't even got to talk about it.
Let me pull up my camera that I took pictures of, so I just remember. Okay, so mine's already different. Because in my mock that I made at work, I had Malik Nabers go here.
To the Giants?
Yeah, because I had Jaden Daniels go 3 to the Patriots. Mock I did at work, I went Williams, May, Daniels, Harrison, Bowers, Nabers. I'm assuming you guys are going to say Jaden Daniels.
I mean, why wouldn't you? Like,
yep.
Daniel Jones.
Negative bet, man.
Not good. Tommy DeVito got benched. Didn't he get benched? Like,
Tommy
after
DeVito.
After he looked all right, didn't he get benched? Like,
I think he got a concussion, right? And Tyrod came in and then like played good, so they just kept Tyrod in.
Okay,
if
so
I remember right.
So like Daniel Jones, no good. Tommy DeVito, meh. Tyrod Taylor. I think they're going to move on from Daniel Jones, and I think they're going to get probably one of the more talented like players in the draft.
God, this is hard because I think they could go Romo Dunze here.
Yeah.
I also think you could go Alomu Fashanu or Joe Alt here, too.
Yeah. But
Jaden Daniels, is the
star power, man.
Yeah.
Where
are you at?
Gotta get something.
I am on the team of Roma Dunze.
So you're thinking get him the weapon. You're thinking of the like Elijah said with the Chargers.
My thing is that I think when they signed who's their quarterback's name that's really bad?
Daniel Jones.
They signed that deal to be a 2-year deal. So they can cut him at the end of this next year and it won't cost them like anything in dead cap for the next 2 years. It was all front-loaded, pretty much, if I remember right. So I think they're going to get a weapon, and they'll address the QB next year.
But now, see, I guess what makes it hard is we're sitting at a spot where at pick 6, Jaden Daniels is still on the board.
That's right.
Yeah.
We've seen how these rookie quarterbacks can move.
Jaden Daniels is going to be there till pick 11 when the Vikings pick it.
Would that be epic.
Man, I don't know about Jaden Daniels to the Vikings though. Like Kevin O'Connell, like he doesn't seem to put his game plans like to his quarterback strengths, it seems like.
Yeah.
We're getting Kirk back. It doesn't matter.
But, anyways.
I'm trying to figure something out here. 2025.
I just think if a guy like Jaden Daniels is still on the board at six, and you want to move on from you don't want to have another year of mediocre player from Daniel Jones, and you're in New York, and you have a chance to draft Jaden Daniels, like that could be their QB of the future there.
So I'm looking at draft quarterbacks next year. So right now, like you're looking at Devin Brown from Ohio State, Drew Allar from Penn State, Cade Klubnik from Clemson.
Ugh.
I mean, Shadur, but he might even go later.
I think
Jalen Milroe from Alabama. I don't want that shit.
He can't. He's not the best passer.
I think because of what 2025 holds and how bad it is with that, it looks like, I think I got to go Jaden Daniels too.
Jaden Daniels, yeah.
So Luke, how do you get us off of Daniels to Dunze?
I don't think I do. I mean, I'm fine with either pick, to be honest. I just figured, I don't, isn't Daniel Jones Dable's guy? That's his boy right there.
Yeah, so maybe if they fail, they both get fired.
That's right. Fuck that guy.
If I'm the owner of the Giants and Jaden Daniels is still on the board and you don't draft him, that's like that's gonna piss me off.
It's just one of those things. Excuse me, that makes it so hard, being that they're literally a year away from making the playoffs.
Yeah, and beating beating a 13-4 team.
Daniel balled out, bro.
Now, I guess that's my question is...
No, Daniel Jones did not ball out. Daniel Jones pretty much was like, all right, I'm just going to pass. I'm going to throw hitches to open guys because Ed Donatell's like, play 20 yards off.
All right, we're going Jaden Daniels. Suck my dick, Danny Dimes. Elijah, the Tennessee Titans.
Bro, this is me. You better calm the fuck down.
Oh, sorry, sir. Luke Gilbert. Just did a great.
You better apologize to me. No, I'm just joking. So since both tackles are still here, I guess I don't care which one they take, but I think they're gonna take a tackle. I think they're gonna give Will Levis a full season just to see what like Atlanta did with Ritter this year, you know? Like just to see what they got, and if it doesn't work, they'll address the issue later, but he showed some kind of promise in his rookie season. So
he was decent.
Yeah, so that's what I think, is that they're going to draft one of these tackles.
Who are you giving them?
Let's just go Joe Alt, since he's higher.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Wonderful. I'm fine with that, too. Their offensive line was pretty bad this year. I mean,
hot ass.
Yeah, like Will Levis is getting beat up. All the quarterbacks, like anybody that played. I mean, Derrick Henry, he didn't do much this year. Like, yeah, they really need to improve their offensive line.
You are now up with the Atlanta Hawks or Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta
excuse
Hawks,
me.
This is tight, bro. We're crossbreeding.
This one's tough here because they need some stuff. Like they need a quarterback. They need help on the. They need like a pretty decent edge rusher. Their interior defensive line is pretty good, but they don't have, like, amazing edge rushers.
Now, remember, this team in 2022 did not even record a sack.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Dallas Turner here.
I'm going to agree with you 100% on Dallas Turner.
I am going to go with Dallas Turner as well.
Yeah, I think Chicago's doing jumping jacks since there's a chance that Dallas Turner may fall to them at 9. I think you got to tighten up that O-line. I know Latu would be a nice pick. A lot of people thought he was going to be a top 5 pick for him, but I think if Fashanu's sitting there, you got to protect Fields. So I'm going to go a low move Fashanu from Penn State. Luke?
For the Chicago Bears?
Yeah.
I'm going to go different.
Okay.
I'm going to go... Actually, I'm just looking. Hold on. I'm just trying to see. I'm not going to go different. I'm actually okay with Olu Fashanu.
Yeah, I'm okay with Olu Fashanu, too, because the way I think about it is they already got their weapon for Justin Fields. Their defense was pretty solid towards the end of the year. Like, Jalen Johnson, one of the better corner, probably one of the best cornerbacks in the league. Their defensive line is good. Running backs, they got decent stable of running backs with Roschon Johnson and Herbert. So at this point, yeah, you probably need to get a tackle for Justin Fields.
Justin Fields. I took him Olu Fashanu off the board.
Olu Fashanu brings us up to Luke at pick 11 or pick 10.
I don't want the fucking poopy Jets. Yeah. Yeah. What is going on over there?
I don't know. Somebody Jet thinks it's cool to just rev their engine outside.
That's tight. All right.
Yeah. Should they come from your neck of the woods, Luke?
Dang. I don't know what that means.
Probably more my neck of the woods. The northern rednecks are a lot different than the southern Minnesota rednecks.
Yeah, we don't rev our engines. We just run into shit.
And do meth.
Yeah, do lots of meth up here. Lots of meth. All right. No. So I had trouble with this pick because with Aaron Rodgers returning, they don't need a quarterback. They don't need wide receivers. They don't need a running back. They do need a tackle, but with us just having Fashanu go, I don't think they're going to reach on an offensive tackle like J.C. Latham with other people here.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go Latu here and help that defensive line get stronger than it is.
That's a good pick.
And that's what I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Latu Latu.
Mr. McNeil.
I was kind of thinking along the same lines, but I was thinking a different guy for the D-line. I was thinking Jerzon Newton.
See, he was my other guy, too. I was between those two. So
the reason why I'm picking Newton here is because I saw him destroy the Gophers. So... I seen him firsthand.
Got it.
I think if me personally, I don't think Solomon Thomas is the answer. I mean, the dude was like, what, number two or number three pick? And the number three pick in the draft 5 years ago, he had 5 sacks this year. Last year, he only had 15 tackles. Like, really? You're going to be a starting defensive tackle and get 15 tackles? And I'm in agreement with what Elijah said. I saw Johnny Newton do a lot of damage in the Big Ten to a lot of people.
Like, he literally, the Gophers were like, he sat out the first half of the game, and I believe the Gophers had a pretty healthy, had a decent lead, and were doing pretty well. And he comes in the second half and just kind of blows, like, everything up, and the Gophers end up losing on a last-second play. So the game was pretty close. So it was a close game back and forth, but, like, you could see when Newton came in, the impact he made, because the Gophers, like, could do nothing on offense, and he had that huge sack on Andy Milonakis.
Which, so. here's my kicker, too. It's Johnny Newton, or Jerzon, excuse me. Johnny Newton, as he goes by.
Johnny Neutron? Jimmy Neutron?
Back-to-back All-Big Ten first team. He won the Smith Brown Defensive Lineman of the Year award last year. He won the Nagurski Defensive Player of the Year last year, and he was an All-American last year. And the Jets have Solomon fucking Thomas, who was traded for Mitch Trubisky, you could essentially say.
Yeah,
fuck
Mitch,
that
bro.
That's why I'm... That's why I like Johnny Newton. Oh, you got me too.
Jerzon.
God, why are you saying Johnny Newton like Michael Cole's was WWE?
Because he said Jimmy Neutron, and then he's got me thinking that now.
Jimmy Neutron and Andy Milonakis, what kind of draft is this?
I'm fine with Jerzay, Shane, whatever, Newton.
Johnny. It's a pitch to
Johnny. Johnny Newton.
You just did the Michael Cole, Johnny Newton.
Johnny Newton.
I want to
be
a
WWE He is a defensive
superstar.
Tackle from the University of Illinois. Fighting Illinois.
All right.
All right, Johnny Newton going in there. Number 11, Elijah.
So this is hard for me. This is hard for me because, like, 11, like, I feel like this guy is, like, the perfect fit for the Vikings offense, but drafting him at 11 could be a little high, but...
Don't you dare say it.
I think I'm doing it.
Don't do it.
Michael Penix Jr.
I'm cool with it locking it in. We don't even need to talk about it now.
So just listen to this, though. This could be a hot take, but, like, to me, like, when I see him play, he plays a lot like Kirk Cousins. Like, he's
got a weak arm, though, we've learned.
He doesn't...
What do you mean
a weak arm?
No, he broke his rib, so he couldn't throw the football, bro.
Yeah, dude, like, watch all the other games before the national title game, and that dude, like, sling, like, that thing just comes out of his hand, and it's just like...
I'm with you. Like, I picked in September Washington to win. I almost put $1,000 on him when we were in Vegas for Klecker's birthday. Like, I'm all about it. Like, don't get me wrong.
So, his arm isn't weak. He's got a really strong arm. And he's, like, probably one of the most accurate downfield throwers in the draft. I would say he's probably more accurate downfield than, like, Drake May or maybe even Caleb Williams. Like, but the big problem with him is that he's kind of brittle.
He's got no hands.
And he's not great with off-platform throws or when he faces pressure.
Yeah.
And he's a six-year senior.
But it's a lot like Kirk Cousins, though. I mean, like, Kirk Cousins isn't good under pressure, and he... Penix and Kirk Cousins, when they get time and they're not pressured, they, like, tear defenses apart down the field. And when you have, like, down the field receivers like Justin J- Jefferson and Jordan Addison that can kind of make plays. Like, if you have an accurate quarterback, like, I just feel like he's probably the perfect fit for Kevin O'Connell's offense. But
I've wanted Michael Penix the whole time. That's what I wanted. I'm all about that. But, like, I don't know if 11's too high.
That's what
I feel
mean,
like
though.
You could get him later.
That's what I mean, though. Like, 11 is, like, 11 could be reaching. Like, we might be able to get him later, but you never know.
So, and if I'm drafting to get my guy, I don't hate that then. I really don't hate going, hey, I want Michael Penix. If I think he's the guy, you know, then I take him 11 spots too early. Because he's – look, I'll give you a perfect example. And this is going to help the cause of me siding with the two of you. Is I cue it back to the 2016 or 2017 draft, whatever it was. We both took Mahomes and Watson by the right teams.
Yeah.
But we both said, don't be shocked if not only are we going to get the teams right, because you took KC and I took Houston or vice versa. I don't, whichever one of us drafted one, the other took the other.
Yeah.
But we both said, don't be shocked if teams trade up into like the top 15 and it's these two teams to do it.
Yeah.
So they believed in those two guys and reach when they didn't have to. That's exactly what this is. If you really think he's the guy, then fuck yeah, you take him. You don't even think twice.
Yeah.
So
but he's,
let me go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, but like, I was prefacing this pick because I'm kind of on the fence about it, like, because of what you said and just because of his injury history and the fact that you might be able to get him later down in line. And, you know, the Vikings have so many holes, like, especially on defense. Like, if Danielle Hunter walks, like, this would be a perfect opportunity for them to pick, like, Jared Verse.
Yep, you have Leitu and Verse sitting there. And Leitu is a freak.
So
Kool-Aid!
It's like,
you got Kool-Aid there. You have Terrion Arnold, who might be a better pro than Kool-Aid because Kool-Aid's just whack in man-to-man coverage. Nate Wiggins is there.
They need DBs. They need, like,
Cooper DeGene is still there.
Yeah, that defense needs pretty much everything except for linebackers. And the linebacker, they probably need linebackers too. Like, it's just, it's crazy.
Now let me say this. This is one I jokingly said to Luke maybe a week or two ago before we came up with this idea today, you know, to do this draft.
It's not going to happen,
I know,
Ryan.
What's that?
I said it's not going to happen, Ryan. I know what you're talking about, but there's no way it happens.
Are you talking about the guy that's sitting on the top of the board?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I said this as a joke, but then when we started talking about it, it was like, dang, could you imagine what you could do with it? But while I know you don't need it, I mean, what if the Vikings took Rome Odunze?
I mean, that could be good. I don't even know if he's the best player. Like, I don't even know if he's the best player. Like, I still think I'm one of the defensive players.
Oh yeah, 100%. I was just throwing that like whatever the hell it is. I was playing the devil's advocate, even though we don't need a receiver.
Yeah.
Rome Odunze is just laying there, like, and Keon Coleman from Florida State are both just sitting there, and it's like,
well,
you don't need it.
Who knows?
Holy shit.
What if Justin Jefferson doesn't get signed, and, like, there's a whole, like, issue with that? Like,
yeah, what if we call his bluff, don't bring Kirk back, and he walks? Okay, well, then it's a good thing we grabbed Odunze.
I don't think he would walk because Kirk, like, left. I know he likes Kirk Cousins a lot, but that dude is almost like bad quarterback proof, like DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh yeah.
Like,
and like
he put,
I'm not
he puts
saying
up numbers,
he's going to
but he could.
And yeah, exactly. That's kind of what where I was going was, why give it? Why have the risk of giving him any notion to even think anything negative?
Yeah.
You're okay. Sorry, I was just trying to move it through, because I knew the Vikings pick was gonna be a killer. It always is, and I love that.
Let me ask
you guys this real quick then about it. With the Michael Penix thing, if we don't take him, is he going to make it past the Raiders at 13?
No.
Maybe not. Like,
it's close, right? Like, you got to start looking at it, right?
Yeah, and like...
Well, even Denver, too. You got to remember Russell Wilson's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's...
So I'm looking at my mock from today. I had Leatu Latu at 11. I had Penix going at 13. So fuck it. I'm all in on Penix. Do you want, if you guys want to do Penix, I know, Elijah, you were talking,
oh,
you were tempted. you're in on Penix, right, Luke? You're like, fuck yeah, that's my guy, right?
That's why I want him to, either him or J.J. McCarthy.
And I'll tell you this, too. That's another guy where, after watching him play in the playoffs, I don't hate him like I thought I would. What do you think of McCarthy, Elijah?
I think it's... I'm not a huge fan of him. If we're choosing between McCarthy and Penix, I think...
Oh, I'd rather have Penix, yeah, 100%.
And... Like, I think McCarthy has a lot of talent, but it's just, it's weird that Harbaugh just doesn't seem to, like, want him to throw the ball.
What if we took Jared Verse in the first round, J.J. McCarthy in the second, like Blake Corum in the third?
I don't know if I'd want J.J. McCarthy. Like,
what if we brought in Harbaugh to be our coach?
Maybe then. Like, I feel like he's going to be tied to Harbaugh because Harbaugh, like, even though Harbaugh doesn't let him really throw the ball, Harbaugh is like, pretty high on him and pretty complimentary of him. And I think Harbaugh is going to end back up in the NFL. So, this year...
That Adam Patrick dude posted for everybody on social media that shit he gave me. So I can say it on the radio now if we want to bring that up.
That's tight.
So I'll throw this at you too, Elijah. This is another thing we were talking about on Xbox. Do you remember Adam Patrick? He was from the Viking age. Dude, we'd always bring in an interview from fan side for the Vikings. He's really good, really accurate with a lot of his shit.
No, I don't know if I was on at that time.
So it's probably 20. It was probably when we first started getting guests. He was one of the first ones. But anyway,
yeah, I don't think I was quite there yet.
I got the I'm not telling you this is going to happen, but if it does, don't act surprised type thing. And this is somebody who knows a lot that we have seen. He brought up Brian Flores before that was a thing, and it happened.
Yeah.
That's so like, I trust him, but he was saying, don't be shocked if, Kwesi tries to buy his coach and not resend not redact his offer this time if he wins the national championship.
So Harbaugh's in, O'Connell's out.
Maybe which I think a lot of it's going to find out what happens come March, free agency. More coaching. Because, like, Luke brought up a good point where they signed him,
like,
but then he never called him back.
Yeah. That doesn't seem like a Kwesi, like, type of, like, the Vikings, like, leadership now seems kind of, that just seems kind of cutthroat. It, like, kind of out of, like, I mean, I'm not going to argue with a guy who's, like, obviously way more tied in than I am and knows what's going on. I don't really know what's going on. Like,
but
I just kind of,
you're right.
Like
you're 100%.
It doesn't seem like the culture of these guys to like to do this. And also too, it seems like the Wilfs like always kind of they don't fire coaches right away. So
or GM. I think it's
so. I don't know, like
too, but it was weird. You know, it was one of those holy shit type things. You know, like wow.
Well, I mean, Harbaugh like is a really good coach, and he's like I don't know. He's fucking good. So like.
Oh man, so just
that's just
we'll keep
that is nuts
open.
Though.
Do you want to stay Penix then?
Oh man, like God, I just yeah, I think I'm gonna stay Penix. But it's hard
if all three of us really want him. You know what I mean? Like you have two teams behind you that could take him, which I didn't even put that together until now.
Yeah.
So it's not like you really can trade that much farther back.
Yeah.
And who's to say, I'll say this too, who's to say a team like Atlanta doesn't take Penix?
Yeah. What if Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta?
Oh, let's go, baby.
I think Russell Wilson's going to Atlanta.
Ooh.
Kirk Cousins' wife is from Atlanta.
We don't give a shit about Kirk Cousins' wife here.
I'm just saying he has ties to Atlanta.
I don't give a shit. 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 That's tight. All right. Michael Penix, you can put it on the board. I love it.
Yeah.
I love you, Penix, man. I really want Penix. That puts me at number 12 with the Denver Broncos. And I'm going to give them Nate Wiggins out of Clemson to go with Patrick Surtain. What do you think, Luke?
Really?
You don't like it? What do you got?
I thought he'd go. I was thinking Latu. However the fuck you pronounce this kid's name.
Latu.
There you go. They traded Bradley Chubb. They don't really have any pass rushers. I think they're going to just take the best available pass rusher.
Yeah. You might be right about that. What do you think, Elijah?
Didn't they get rid of Randy Gregory too?
Oh yeah, they did.
Huh.
I was going to say Jared, like if I didn't put Jared Verse with the Vikings, I was going to put Jared Verse here. So we kind of got the same idea.
Yeah.
Like I think they need an impact edge rusher more than anything.
So since,
but they also do. It also would be nice to have another good corner to pair with Surtain. But
so since this website has Latu at 13 and Verse at 14, a lot of disparity there. We'll just take Latu then. How about that? Since he's ranked highest.
Sure.
All right. Makes that easy. We go back to you, Luke, for pick 13.
Hold on a second. I'm here. Hold on.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I thought I was having a stroke, but we're good.
All right. Let's go for it, ladies and gentlemen.
So I think Vegas is just going to do the same thing. I think they're just going to take Jared Verse. Their defensive line was dog shit besides Max Crosby. They draft stupid defensive linemen every year with,
like
their first round pick.
Who was it going to take last year? Miles Murphy?
Yeah, and then, like, remember 2 years ago, like, with, like, the third pick, they took that, like, Colin Farrell guy or whatever the fuck
yeah.
his name is.
Cleland Farrell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they take Jared Verse here and finally get it right.
I'm fine with that. What do you think, Elijah?
I'm in agreement with that.
I think you, by laughing at them, did more to help them than they did themselves potentially anyway. All right, Jared Verse. Elijah, you are up with the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. Do I have to make a pick for these dumbasses?
You don't. I'll make their pick if you don't want to.
God, I hate the Saints.
Give them Dion.
Who dat? Who dare?
Who dat, yeah.
Who dat? Who dare?
What that there is.
What that is. So
what that do right there?
What that do? What that is?
Ah, shit.
So
hour number two, Sportscast Radio coming at you.
If I'm New Orleans, they need an edge rusher.
Trade it up.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, like, since
give him Devion,
the two top ones. And the next guy in line, I'm going to Chop Robinson here.
Oh, little Chop.
Chop,
yeah.
Chop.
Devion. Devion, baby. I'm all for that shit. I've been yelling his name for the last three picks. What do you think, Lukey?
Lukey. So I'm going to go a different route.
Ooh.
And
Ooh. They're
going to take Roma Dunze. They have only two wide receivers on contract after this year, and one of which is not named Michael Thomas.
he's
a free agent after this year, it says.
Damn.
So they'll only have Chris Olave and then that other rookie that caught like three touchdowns in week 18 for some weird reason.
I'm going to play, coach.
Yeah. So I think they're going to take Roma Dunze and try to give Derek Carr another weapon.
I don't hate it. What did I give him in my mock? I want Johnny Newton in mine.
Damn.
But
Johnny Newton, huh? Johnny
Newton. Their pass rush is
dog shit, yeah.
And then what's his face? Cam Jordan, he's getting old.
Yeah, he's getting old too.
But
who'd you give him? Chop Robinson?
Yep.
What fucking position does this man even play?
He's an edge from Penn State.
I don't even have him on my list. Oh, there he is. Demion Rao. Why is he named Chop when his name's Demion?
It's just like how he's named Kool-Aid, but he's not Kool-Aid.
Oh, I thought that was his real name, dog. That was tight.
Little Michael. Who's that? Little Jordan Humphrey?
Walter Football has for the...
Isn't little Jordan Humphrey on the Saints?
He might be. They have Leatu Latu going to the Saints.
Well, we already have him gone, so we can't go back no more.
So they went defensive end, I guess, is the thing. Let me check the.
They're picking
two
edge.
Lock. Yeah, let me see. I guess the route we're gonna go.
I'm cool with Chop Robinson.
They have the Saints taking Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver. Previous pick change. Rome Odunze was their previous pick.
Told you. Fuck. Oh, here, predicting futures and shit. Changing lives.
They also have J.J. McCarthy going 13.
Ooh.
13th overall?
Yeah. I'll give you their top half. Caleb Williams.
Wrong.
Jaden Daniels at 2.
Wrong.
Drake May at 3.
That's okay.
Marvin Harrison at 4.
No, that's wrong too.
That's hella right. What are you talking about? Brock Bowers and the Chargers.
Yep.
Malik Nabers of the Giants.
San Diego Superchargers.
Rome Odunze to the Titans. Atlanta taking Dallas Turner. Leatu Latu to the Bears. Joe Alt to the Jets. Nate Wiggins to the Vikings, J.C. Latham to Denver, and then J.J. McCarthy to the Raiders.
Ooh.
Who did we have the Raiders taking? I forgot.
We had the Raiders taking Jared Verse.
The Raiders took Jared Verse. All right, Ryan, who are the Saints taking?
You know what? I went the other route the first time, so I'm going to go the opposite this time. I'm going to go Roma Dunze too.
Rome Adunze.
I went the other way last time. I'm so mad. Okay. Could you imagine if we could have gave Rome Odunze to AR-15?
Man, he doesn't need it to him. Man, he's got a...
Michael Pittman Jr.?
He's a free agent this year. Fun fact of the day.
I know the Colts got to get a weapon here.
I feel like... they could
do
use
it.
Help keeping him upright. I like Keon Coleman and Brian Thomas, but I think I got to go Nate Wiggins and give him a cornerback.
Nate? The Wiggins?
Andrew Wiggins.
Maple Jordan. I know it's not the sexy pick, but I feel like they need... They're in a division now where the team that didn't have a slinger has a slinger now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because now Houston's got a problem. They got to see Stroud
yogurt
and Trevor Lawrence four times.
They got a yogurt slinger.
They got a chicken slinger. It's like a
you said
slinger.
Nate Wiggins?
Yeah. I think he's the best corner in the draft.
That's a lie and a half. All right, brother. Okay.
You
calm
just
down.
Like Kool-Aid because of his name and because
I don't even think Kool-Aid. I don't even think Kool-Aid's the best corner in the draft.
Well, you like Cooper DeJean from Iowa, right?
Yeah, my boy is Cooper DeJean, baby. I'm
what
cool
do you think, Elijah?
Pick.
Well, I know, like I'm going sexy. I was gonna pick Brian Thomas Jr. just because. Michael, like Luke said, Michael Pittman Jr. is a free agent. Alec Pierce, very underwhelming this year. Who's their tight end? Is their tight end? What's his face?
Mo Alley Cox.
Like, they don't have any weapons, and maybe they want to stop Anthony Richardson from like running all the time, even though he's a beast at it. But
so I pulled up Arlands. Which is a great website that we love to use for our interviews. Thank you, Arlan. Right now, the tight end for the Indianapolis Colts is Kylan Granson.
No Mo Alley Cox.
He's number two. And then it's Will Mallory, a fifth rounder from last year. Wide receivers that they have on their team are, you said Michael Pittman's done.
He's a free agent this year. It's not that he's done. He's just, his contract's up.
So here's their other five wideouts. Isaiah McKenzie, Jawan Winfrey, DJ Montgomery, Josh Downs, and Alec Pierce.
Josh Downs?
Boy, that he's so smart that he's in two places at once.
Downs is good. Downs is pretty good, but Alec Pierce was pretty whack this year. So, like...
Their corners are a second-round pick named Juju Brents, a seventh-round pick named Jalen Jones, a undrafted free agent from New England, Amir Speed, and a free agent from San Francisco named Darrell Baker Jr.
Darrell Baker Jr. I like Juju Brents. He's like 6'3".
I think both of these positions are terrible. They're terrible.
Yeah. Terrible.
I like Keon Coleman a lot for wideout also, but, man, that cornerback group is atrocious.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they're starting a seventh rounder and an undrafted free agent.
You know what?
I picked Brian Thomas for them because – that just gives them, because like I said, they got all those guys. Josh Downs is mainly a slot guy. Alec Pierce is like outside guy, but wasn't that good. Like Brian Thomas is like a true like outside like X, like downfield vertical threat. So that's why I picked him, just because I think he fits more than Keon Coleman to me. Like. I think he's a better
fit. I'm fine with the Brian Thomas thing. I'm fine with that over Keon Coleman. That's totally fine. Not opposed to that. I think Brian Thomas is just as good.
Yeah.
My question is, do they really need a wide receiver more than they need a cornerback?
They kind of need them both.
They really need?
I don't think any of their four cornerbacks would be a starter on half of the teams in the NFL.
Juju Brents is pretty good. Like, he
they
can
really
Juju Brents
Kool-Aid.
Juju Brents can really could start for us, no problem.
And I can see it in that half. That's why I gave it half. But like, if Pittman comes back, then you're what does it matter?
Yeah, but who knows if yeah.
They have a better shot to bring back Pittman than they do to not. I think.
Me too.
That's the only reason I argue corner. I feel like that is a glaring cesspool of piss. Whereas you're talking about, when you're talking about their wide receivers, you mentioned three players that you knew of and what they do. To me, that means they have to be better because you know who they are.
Dude, Alec Pierce was so bad this year.
Can you
Josh
tell
Downs
me how Amir's speed lines up in the defense?
Yeah, I do.
He's an outside guy.
Yeah, he's super fast. Yeah, he's super fast.
He's fast.
That's just my point. It's like, that's the synopsis on those guys. Oh, yeah, his name's Speed. He's fast, obviously. I don't. What do you think? Like, are you more swayed corner or wide receiver, Luke?
Who's this for? The Colts.
Colts.
The Indianapolis Colts.
This guy's
I would
even
probably
paying attention.
I am. I would say more corner because I think ultimately they do bring back Michael Pittman because I think Michael Pittman's going to test free agency and he's going to realize he's not going to make the Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase money. He's going to be making like the who's a decent wide receiver? Like a Debo Samuel money. Does that make sense?
Wasn't Debo Samuel the highest paid receiver at one point?
One point. Everyone's the highest paid at one point, Elijah. All right. Kirk Cousins was once the highest paid quarterback.
I know, but I'm saying, like, Debo still makes, like, elite receiver
okay.
money.
Brandon Ayuk money there. Is that a little bit better?
I don't know. I don't know any of these players' salaries, but
I think he's going to test free agency, and he's going to think he's going to get Jamar Chase money.
Yeah.
He's going to realize he's not worth Jamar Chase money.
I get what you're saying. I follow you.
And, I mean, we just had to assume that the cornerback is fast because his name is Amir Speed.
I'm going to see something quick.
I like to say the Colts are the one giving us some trouble. Trouble, 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 trouble.
Shut up, EC3.
Sorry about that.
Let's see here. I'm looking up something.
I'm looking up something,
Amir
too.
Speed is fast as fuck, boy.
Is that what you're looking up?
He ran a 4.34. So he is legitimately fast.
Maybe that's that Malik Rawls dude who applied at my store.
I also think he's going to choose. I think they're going to choose corner because I think. Hold on, let me look at one more thing. I shouldn't say I think because I didn't look up the other thing. So hold on.
This is good. This is good. I like this. What are you doing there, Warren? For checking off, isn't it?
Look
okay,
at this
I...
one. Look.
I think they're going to go corner on the simple fact that I think there's more big name wide receivers in free agency than there is big name corners in free agency. Next year we got T. Higgins as a free agent, Michael Pittman, Mike Evans, Marquise Brown, Kelvin Ridley, Darnell Mooney,
whack.
Gabriel Davis.
He had one good game against us. Whack.
The best corner free agent next year or this year is Legarius Sneed.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So, like, I just feel like
they're gonna lock him down.
looking at this, like, I feel like I can replace, if Michael Pittman walks, I feel, looking at it, I feel like I could replace him easier in free agency than I could replace my corners in free agency.
Well, do you think when Legarius Sneed walks into the building, the guy behind the counter twists his mustache and goes, "Ah, good to see you again, Sneed."
You sniveling Sneed.
I knew you'd be back here again, Sneed.
Sorry. What is this, vaudeville? This is the vaudeville sportscast.
The vaudevillain?
The vaudevillain sportscast show.
Yeah.
Well, I'll agree with you guys, I guess, only because I'm feeling agreeable tonight. But
well,
just so you know, Amir Speed is fast as fuck.
Well, here's something I find a positive
about
this, is we now know who Amir Speed is. Because
he's fast as fuck. Yeah, we do know who he is. Like,
we did our due diligence and we did research to come to a common answer. That's exactly how this should be done. What we're going to be doing a Madden draft, and we're like, "Oh shit, Amir Speed's there," and someone's going to be like, "Well, who's that guy?" I'm like, "Bro, you didn't know him? He's the backup in Indy,
and he's
and
fast.
Gonna,
you can user
yeah,
him.
He's fucking yeah. He's your user. You know, you can make him your nickel corner and just user him out there the whole time. It's cheap." Look at what we just said. It's like how I discovered Tariq Woolen last year. Now that's my dude.
Remember another certain super fast cornerback from Michigan State?
Nope, I don't.
Trey
Waynes?
Yeah, Trey Waynes.
Trey Waynes is dog shit.
He was fast, though, and he's from Michigan State, like Amir Speed.
Did we go Nate Wiggins? Is that what happened?
Well, I guess the question is, I said Nate Wiggins, and you said who?
I didn't say anyone. I just said a corner.
Okay. Is Nate, would you guys agree? Is that where we're going, Nate Wiggins?
Sure. Nate Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins.
Maple Jordan. All right, with the Seattle Seahawks, let's see. This is where I went chop last time. I'm gonna give him chop. Yeah, I'm gonna go Demion, little Chop Robinson.
I'm fine with that.
What do you think, Elijah?
Well, since he hasn't been drafted yet, and Pete Carroll's done. And Geno Smith's getting older.
Bonus.
I was going to put no, J.J. McCarthy, because Jim Harbaugh's going to go to Seattle. So, J.J. McCarthy to the Seahawks.
Huh. It's interesting. What's your take with it, with that, Luke?
Luquis Dodores. I mean, I could see it happening with Geno getting old, and I think he's only got one more year on his deal because it was just a 3-year deal or 2-year deal, maybe, if I remember right. So I could definitely see it.
I could also see Harbaugh going to Seattle over the Chargers, even though the Chargers have Herbert. I think Seattle just has a better overall, like, roster. And they have weapons for McCarthy, if McCarthy goes there, and if Harbaugh goes there. So.
That is a really interesting pick.
I mean, I could see McCarthy going, like, later.
You know,
I also could see him. I also could see him going like. I think he's probably going to go anywhere from like anywhere like starting in the teens to like the second round, maybe.
You figure with they got a new coach, why not? I'll fuck with it. I'm in, Luke.
I'm in too.
You know, like seriously, I this is one of those Stranger Things have happened type things where this would happen. Yeah, I'm fucking with it. Luke, you're up with the Jags.
They have to take a weapon here. Calvin Ridley's not there after this season. I don't think they're going to re-sign him. I am going to give them I'll give them Keon Coleman or Brian Thomas. I don't care either one.
I'm going Brian Thomas here.
I'm fine with it.
Brian Thomas.
So are like how close are we to like thinking that Trevor Lawrence might not be as good as he thought as we thought he was going to be?
They were 8-3 and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
That there's no way they don't finish with 11 wins if he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just something about him that's like just. I thought he was gonna be better. Maybe it's the like the turnovers.
And that could be. And I think he's getting. You know, he's still. I feel like he's a perfectionist type quarterback where he has to get it perfect or he's not going to be comfortable. He's not going to be confident. And I think once he gets this figured out, because they were showing, I mean, look at some of the, you know, some of the games they were winning. Like, they were winning some good games. And then he goes down and they finish 9-8. And he came back to play the last game. You know, it was the, you know, I can't let the season end this way. I don't think he should have been back yet.
He probably shouldn't have been playing.
So I think that's the other problem that I think people got to realize is, yes, you know, they went 1-4 without him. But you can't hold that on him losing that, you know, and it wasn't even like a crazy, like it was a closer game too, wasn't it? Like it wasn't a blowout. I don't think.
Yeah.
What game?
That Jacksonville game.
Against who?
The week 18 game.
Oh, against Tennessee. No.
Yeah. They
I
lost
mean, it
by
was
a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, I just think he wasn't healthy enough to be back yet. And I think they rushed it because they didn't know what else to do. And they got close and it is what it is.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, I'm just wondering about, he turns the ball over a lot. That's like the big thing. I thought he was going to turn the ball over less.
And I do agree with that too, though. I thought he would have progressed faster. It's like I've always said to you, like he's like the guy that stars in the movie as the quarterback. Like he's built like a generic creative player quarterback would be. So I just assume he's got the and I've seen the intangibles. I mean, I've seen it against really. I mean, the way he played against Alabama was great, but you know, some just don't transition right away. I think you gotta let him get through another full season before. Because, I mean, you know, number one pick, what, 2000, was it 2020 or was it 21?
Yeah.
It was 20?
I think it was 20.
You know, so he goes the worst team in the league, a one-win team in 2020 to 3 years later should have been in the playoffs, winning divisions. You know, that's the only reason I don't think. Now, maybe he's not going to get to the level people thought he was going to get. That, I think, is very possible. But
I'm not saying bench him or like get rid of him. I was just wondering, like, is it time to start like kind of looking into this a little more and like wondering? That's all I was saying.
Yeah. No, I mean it's a good thought. I've thought the same thing, and this is going to sound crazy to you guys probably too. Is I started thinking about that way about the quarterback of our next team, Joe Burrow.
Oh yeah.
Like, he's breaking.
Oh, he's, well, that game against the Lions, like, he pretty much throws the ball, and then he's like, ow! Like,
you know, and obviously this dude's removed from, you know, making postseason runs, but, you know, it's the same thing as, like, you know.
His big thing is that he'll, like, hold on to the ball for, like, as absolutely long as he can until, like, he throws it to wait for stuff to get open, and he just gets smashed, like, a lot. Like, he needs to get rid of the ball, man. And he's becoming brittle and fragile, and, like, I would say that you can start to kind of wonder about Burrow if he's going to even, and it's not necessarily his play. It's just wondering if he's going to, like, hold up, if he's not going to.
Yeah.
If he's going to Andrew Luck it.
Man, it's wild just thinking about some of those names, like, you know, are they or aren't they? Because
yeah.
They're so good, but it's like, and that's where the kind of the selfishly hard thing comes in. It's because it's like, you're supposed to be better than this. And it's like, fuck you, kid.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah. But with that 18th pick with Cincinnati here, as we're, you know, getting close.
Did
to
we forget about Joe? Did we forget about Joe Alt again?
No, he was drafted already.
Okay, I don't have a pen, so I wasn't writing this down. It's just all off the brain. So,
Luke, did you do this on the webpage?
Yeah.
Where did he? Do you remember where he went?
Yeah, I can look. Hold on.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
We chose Joe Alt to go to
the Jets or something?
The Tennessee Titans.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So for the Bengals, I'm going to give them Keon Coleman because Chase is going to be hurt, and T. Higgins, if he walks.
And Tyler Boyd's out, too.
Yep, Tyler Boyd's a free agent. They are going to have some holes next year.
Yeah.
I agree.
I would also think about offensive linemen.
I thought about Latham and Mims, but you swayed me when you talked about how long he holds onto the ball. That made me go, well, then what the fuck does it matter if we get him a better lineman?
Yeah, that's true.
So,
I'm
like,
cool with that.
You kind of were the one who helped me walk through the decision. You're like my spiritual guide without telling me. you are up with the Packers, Elijah. Sorry.
Ugh.
Didn't intend to do that to you.
Gross. Puke.
I got your back.
Can I draft them the worst player, like the worst player in the draft?
No, we gotta be honest. You gotta give him a long slapper, Michael Vinson from Notre Dame.
I was gonna go fullback here.
They don't even fucking have,
like,
fullback on here.
All jokes aside, I'm gonna say they have plenty of weapons. They have their quarterback. Their offensive line is good. Aaron Jones. I'm gonna go Cooper DeJean here.
Boy.
I was when I did mine, I went JC Latham because I figured Bakhtiari's gonna retire. They're gonna need a new tackle.
My shit froze. I don't know what's happening.
I don't hate Cooper DeJean, though.
Oh, God.
Because their secondary is pretty like, in, I don't know, Jair.
He's
annoying as hell.
There's a pipeline to Green Bay anyway.
Yeah, and, like, I think Green Bay is getting sick of Jair Alexander's antics.
Yeah, because he ain't that good to be doing, like, clowning around and shit. No,
you,
like, the 25th pick in a draft, and you haven't lived up to any of it.
You had, like, one really good year, and then you thought, like, he was the best cornerback in the league. And it's like when he was talking about shutting Justin Jefferson down, it's like, dude, you had safety help the entire game. You like weren't covering him one-on-one. You had a safety. Like, so all you had to do was get up on him on the line and kind of jam him and get him off his route. But like, you weren't worried about actually covering him forever, and you were able to get a little more, like, just, nah, man. Like, you were not locking Justin Jefferson down.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn, why are you shooting shit?
That was a good shot, bullet.
Hey, do that again.
All right, hold, let me go back. Got you right here.
Do it again. Two more times. Fuck Jay-Z.
And then he cues me up with the line I can't say. I can't,
why can't
even
you
come
say
back. Because, man, the next line's got an N-bomb in it. I can't. You're trying to get me canceled.
No, I wasn't expecting you to say it. Anything else? I immediately, when the gunshot went off, I immediately thought of fuck Jay-Z.
No, me and Jordan have rap Tourette's, and we're high on Xbox Live. If somebody says something, the next person will just like finish the line just because of like habit.
Oh, okay.
So like, I was like, oh shit, this is the, wait, oh, you tricked me. I always knew Elijah wanted to take the show over.
Man, I don't want to take the show over. Like, I'm good with being a secondary person.
You guys are going to hear the FBI raid me. FBI, open up.
That'd be tight.
You're eating too many edibles.
Too many edibles with this. What do you think about him taking your boy, Luke?
Hold on, I got to redo my whole draft because my shit froze. There we go. Green Bay. What did you say?
Cooper Dejean.
Dejean Mustard.
Dejean. Oh, la 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 la. Yeah, yeah. I want to say hard pass because I like Cooper Dejean, and then if he goes to the Packers, I'm not going to be allowed to like him anymore.
So it's only a mock, though.
Yeah. Can we just give him Kool-Aid McKinstry's?
So you're in agreement on the cornerback, right?
Yeah.
And you think Cooper DeJean is better than Kool-Aid, right?
I do.
Yeah, so we're going to go with that pick. Sorry. It's like we kept giving Boye Mafe to Green Bay last year.
Boye Mafe.
Maybe
Boye Mafe. No, he plays
so
for
here's
Seattle.
Where I had Brian Thomas going in my mock.
Whose turn is it?
It's my turn.
That's right, it is.
So I'm going to try to give them a little bit of offensive line help, and I'm going to give them J.C. Latham out of Alabama. What do you think, Elijah?
What's a trash-ass pick?
That could be an option. I was thinking corner here, and I was going to go Terrion Arnold.
Yeah, Terrion Arnold's really good.
Is Chop Robinson still on the board?
No, he's gone.
No, he's on there.
Yeah,
oh,
yes.
Oh, okay. I'm
going to give them. I think they'd go Chop Robinson. Edge rusher is their biggest need.
Their corners are pretty.
Pretty solid. Yeah, I know.
They have Denzel Ward.
No, they don't. What?
I thought they had Denzel Ward.
He plays for the Browns.
Browns.
Who was the guy they drafted? Oh, they have.
They had one good. Yeah, he's a free safety though. Free safety, or like he's a safety.
Yeah, Winfield.
Wiggins, or no? They had like Carlton Davis. Like was pretty good like a year ago, but he like was not great this year, and he was like probably their best their best corner. Like, I don't even know who their other corner is.
Damn. You know, their right outside linebackers are about to make a fucking R&B album, man. Their names are Levante and Servokia.
Yeah.
Let's go. Somebody called Tank. Get him out of retirement.
Tank. Come on.
Tank.
I'm only one man.
Ryan, sorry, who did you have the Bucks choose?
I went with J.C. Latham, game offensive lineman.
Why?
I don't know. I just, everything I had before is gone. And I thought they could use an offensive lineman.
All right, cool.
I mean, I Tristan Wirfs is their only good player. Luke Goedeke, Cody Mock, Aaron Stinney.
Cody Mock is good.
Yeah. It's Luke Goedeke, by the way.
Goedeke, huh?
Goedeke.
Chode.
Whatever, I'm wrong. Let's give them somebody then.
No, like, I will take the L. Like I always do.
No, you guys just proved that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about if I gave them an offensive lineman.
That's right. You don't. Just joking.
Yes. No, you're right. So
I mean, they could use an offensive lineman.
They could. They can also use a corner and a defensive lineman. Let's give them all three. Let's give them Clay McKinstry, J.C. Latham, and Chop Robinson.
Is this where they're going to pick Ethan Calicmanis because they need to find a replacement for Baker Mayfield?
Calicmanis.
Andy Milonakis.
I'm fine with J.C. Latham.
Is that what we're going to do? Okay.
Sure.
That's random as hell how that ended up going to J.C. Latham. I think it's just the website that's fucked up. So I have the Cardinals, or...
No, you just had the Bucks, cuh. You're just trying to choose them all. God. I'm going to give Ryan's team here Kool-Aid McKinstry.
100% agree.
Well,
help.
Well, since he didn't go for the last, like, I think Terrion Arnold's better.
But, I do too.
But he didn't go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we decided. So that I would put Terrion Arnold there.
I'm fine with Terrion Arnold. I just think they're going to draft a corner.
Yeah, I think Terrion Arnold is going to be the better corner. I just am the guy who's like, oh, I hope Kool-Aid isn't Sauce Gardner and becomes super tight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I am all for that.
All right, Terrion Arnold it is. Bam.
Luke, do you want to recap since you had that website open? What we're at
absolutely.
Right now?
I'll recap it right now. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So we have Chicago, Marvin Harrison Jr., Washington, Caleb Williams, New England, Drake May, Cardinals, what's his name? Malik Nabers, Chargers, Brock Bowers, Giants, Jaden Daniels, Tennessee, Joe Ults, Atlanta, Dallas Turner, Chicago, Olu Fashanu, the white one, 5'8",
130 pounds. Your ears, it's on your team.
New York Jets, Johnny Newton, as Ryan calls him. Minnesota with Michael Penix Jr. Denver with Latu. Vegas with Jared Verse. New Orleans with Adunze. Colts with Wiggins, Andrew. Seattle with J.J. McCarthy. Jaguars with Brian Thomas Jr. Cincy with Keon Coleman. Green Bay with Cooper DeJean. Tampa Bay with J.C. Latham. And Arizona with Arnold.
Taron Arnold, all right. Elijah, you are up with the Rams.
I feel like the Rams need an edge rusher here. So
chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop, baby.
Kai and Ty.
Oh, we're going to do chop and chop for your pee-pee.
What the fuck?
You don't know what Kai and Ty is?
Nope.
They used to want to chop off Val Venus's... Venus.
Val Venus is a porn star. He's going to choppy, choppy his pee-pee.
Yeah.
He's looking at
called
his
Kai and Ty.
Yeah, it was Shofunaki, Takamishinoku, Dick Togo, and Men's Tail. They came from Michinoku Pro.
I agree with Chop Robinson, though.
All right. Chop,
chop.
Oh, I got the Steelers.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them punter Jay Bramblett from LSU.
No.
Well, fuck a stick. They really need a cornerback.
What do you mean they need a cornerback? Patrick Peterson is like still really good.
My mock, I gave him Cooper DeJean, but he's gone. Kamari Lassiter's good, just because I'm a mark for his uncle.
Kwame.
Or his dad or whatever it is. Yeah.
Kwame Lassiter.
But I'll go Kool-Aid McKinstry for the Steelers.
Yeah.
I agree.
No fighting with that one.
Luke, you got the Dolphins.
They're going to take Amarius Mims.
Amarius Mims? I went Troy Fatanu in my mock, but I'm not mad about Amarius Mims.
Amarius the Mimmer Mimmins.
Amarius. I had him go Amarius Mims going 17 to the Jags in mine.
I agree. Like, I feel like they kind of need some... They need a tackle, so.
Various Mims it is.
Tackle or edge, but tackle might be a bigger need.
Elijah, the Philadelphia Eagles, 25.
Ick.
Yeah.
Ick. Blow the whole team up. Let's
Hold
see
on,
here.
Game up.
This is a hard one, just because.
You want to know my pick?
Yeah.
Kamari Lassiter. I think they definitely could use another corner. After
yeah,
the season unfolded.
Yeah, their pass defense struggled.
I don't hate Quillian Mitchell too. I think he's going to be really good. I think he's just getting slept on because he's in Toledo. And then
yeah.
Kalen King, I think, is another good corner.
What about Ennis Rakestraw?
Ennis Rakestraw?
Ennis Rakestraw from
Missouri?
Yeah.
He's a Tiger.
What about that
yeah.
guy?
He's not bad. TJ Tampa?
TJ Tampa from Iowa.
What about
Iowa State?
What about Johnny Newton's brother, Josh Newton?
I'll say they go corner here, and we can go Lassiter.
Yeah, I like Kamari Lassiter.
I'm cool with that.
All right, gives me the Chiefs.
You know what the Chiefs need?
They need someone to catch the fucking ball.
Well, I was going to go a different route than that, actually. And you guys are probably going to overrule me here, and that's fine. But I feel like a lot of the bad has been happening up front. And I think there's a lot of mishaps, and I think a lot of miscommunication. And I think that front line isn't the same as it used to be, and I think they need to do something about that because I'm seeing more fumbles at the line than anything with this team. So I'm going to Lisi Fuega from Oregon State.
Is it me? Sorry. Fuega. I don't know how to say that dude's last name.
Fuega.
I don't think they reach on a wide receiver here because Troy Franklin definitely is not a first-round pick. I'm going to go... You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Ryan's pick.
I was actually going to go Franklin here. But,
Troy Franklin, yeah.
Because, I mean, like, they need another... Another downfield receiver. Besides Rashee Rice, they have, like, tiny gadget, like, slot, like, dudes, like Sky Moore, who screwed me over in fantasy football.
I think the one thing that I would say with that is at pick 57, they could still get a Johnny Wilson or, a Jalen Polk from Washington, who all are long ball guys.
Yeah.
But it's not like catching the ball is not something that's wrong. That's definitely a problem with this team.
Hello, Kadarius Toney. So yeah, you're not going to get much argument out of me for offensive line.
I think
I would have went a different way, but.
I think if this was like 32, or you know what I mean, like you're at the very end. I think the value of Fuega still sitting there at pick 20, or who could be arguably ranked 20, giving you an offensive lineman that you could have on that line for 10 years. I think the value is just too good to pass up with how good everything else is.
Cool,
because linemen are such a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
Luke, you are up with the Texans.
The Texanas?
The Tejanas.
The Tejanas. I'm going to go Troy Patanu from Washington. Got to protect C.J. Stroud.
I like it. I went offensive line with mine. I went Jordan Morgan from Arizona because that dude's big and beefy. But I also had Fatano going at 24, so I didn't have him here still. So definitely like Fatano. I think that's a good pick.
I agree.
Troy Fatano getting in there. Coming up, pick 28, Mr. Elijah.
Okay, Brian Klecker.
Elijah. That's how he says my name. Elijah. Elijah.
And he does that click thing he does.
Yep. So, Detroit. They probably wouldn't reach for a quarterback here just because Goff is still, like, under contract and he's decent. They don't really need offensive line. They got a two-head monster running back. Yeah, they have Amon-Ra and some good complimentary guys like Josh Reynolds. But what they really need is defensive backfield help.
Yeah.
Besides C.J. Gardner-Johnson, what's he changing his name to?
I don't know.
You don't know? Let me see.
He said, you don't know? I was like, shit, I don't know either.
I don't know either.
He
changed his name to C.D. Deuce.
Jesus Christ.
C.D. Deuce. C-E-E D.Y. Deuce. Like, he's literally changing his name. Court. He's going, like, Gardner Johnson announced on social media Friday that he has officially changed his name to C.D. Deuce. Court documents. So.
At least he looks like a really nice guy.
So, outside of him.
Shit.
They, like, their pass defense is awful. Like, you seen it in the last game against the Vikings with Nick Mullins. Yay.
He looks like Gary Anderson.
Man, I haven't seen more ducks thrown by a Vikings quarterback since Christian Ponder. If there was one quarterback who could be called a YOLO quarterback, it would be Nick Mullins.
Doom Texas being called him the white Jameis Winston.
I mean, seriously, he throws just about as many bad interceptions, but then he throws for like 400 yards.
Yeah, the text is like, oh shit, here comes the white Winston. I'm like, uh-oh. And then, because I forgot the game was on, I turned it on, and I just see his fucking scrunched up face as he's walking on the field. I'm like, oh shit, it's Mullins time.
How many
no
ducks are
you going to
see tonight?
Like, everything is unpredictable now.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go cornerback TJ Tampa here.
TJ Tampa. Because
he's a good outside. Like, he's what they really need is the outside corner, because Gardner Johnson mainly plays in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
And TJ Tampa's got good length and speed, so...
So I like the corner, and I could be swayed on it, but I'm kind of partial on Quinion Mitchell on Toledo.
Well, I like Cameron Kitchens.
Oh, he's going safety from Miami.
I don't know much about the corner from Toledo.
I know he's
a corner from Toledo.
I thought he had like a really. Would you still have that site up with the 40 times?
No.
I thought Elijah had one.
No, I just did a search of a Google search of Mere Speed.
Kenyon okay. Mitchell, cornerback Toledo, runs a 4.55 40.
Wow, I thought he was faster than he was.
No, he's not fast as fuck, boy.
Maybe he's not who I'm thinking of then. Maybe I guess I redact my pick, and
I'm gonna redact my pick too. I'm gonna go Kalen King.
Kalen King fucks.
Yeah, he does.
I like Kalen King. I'm going Kalen King.
Okay, whatever. You guys can have him. It's the fucking Lions. I don't give a fuck about the Lions.
Last time I gave a shit, I got fucked.
Nah, I put Kalen King in.
All right, the Buffalo Bills. I believe this is me.
This is you.
This is where I would go with Elijah's guy from earlier, Troy Franklin on Oregon. Especially if Diggs is going to leave,
I'm cool with that.
And Gabe Davis is like
free agent.
Gabe Davis is so like boomer bust. That dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, he is.
He's like you can't depend on him consistently. And I mean, what other weapons do they have? Khalil Shakir's decent slot guy and Dalton Kincaid, but
yeah,
like Troy Franklin could be a good outside receiver for them. Like, I am totally fine with that pick.
Troy Franklin's fast as fuck, boy.
You sold me on Franklin over a Donnie Mitchell and Xavier Worthy when you were talking about him a couple picks ago. So that's kind of you once again in like a tag team form. That's how you led me to this pick that I made.
I like Xavier Worthy's speed, but he's kind of small, isn't he?
Yeah, Donnie Mitchell was the big boy, if I remember right. He was more the Ron, not the Ron Dane.
The Monty Ball.
Tiki Barber. The Thunder and Lightning.
All right, we're going Troy Franklin, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Tiki Barber.
Dallas. Luke, you're up. Dallas.
Can I do Baltimore's pick instead and someone else can do Dallas?
I don't want to do Dallas. I hate
Dallas.
I'll
do Dallas.
Oh, wonderful. Dallas. All right.
Yeah, I think they need a corner. And the guy that I took in my mock at number 30 was Quinion Mitchell, who is still there. So I'm going to say his name again.
I'm cool with that.
I feel like I'm on the challenge. I've already said his name once, so I might as well just say it again.
Cool.
All right, Quinion Mitchell.
All right. Elijah, San Francisco.
San Francisco, they got pretty much everything. They could probably use another O-lineman, though. So I'm going Jordan Morgan here.
Oh, yeah, Jordan Morgan. Let's go. I'm cool.
I'm cool with Jordan Morgan, yeah.
I like that pick.
And he can play guard. He can play, he can play guard or tackle. So,
yeah, he was doing great against some of those big boys in the Pac-12 last year.
So,
yeah, it's a hell of a good pick. I like it. Like I said, I went Jordan Morgan at 27. In mind.
Nice.
It's Taluki Duki.
With the 32nd pick in the NFL draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Blake Corum, running back.
How is that shit so epic?
That was epic as shit. Nah, I'm going to go Braylon Trice.
Oh.
Obi Trice?
Obi Trice. No gimmicks.
I like that pick. I'm off of that. That's a hell of a good pick. That's a steal at 32, the last pick of the draft. You get Braylon Trice.
Is Keon Coleman still on the board?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Because... I thought he was still on the board because I was like, they could use a big outside receiver, but I'm fine with Obi Trice.
Yeah,
Obi Trice, real name.
Might be the steal of the draft. Too.
Yeah,
that's a hell of a great pick.
All right, Ryan, you're up. Carolina first pick of the second round.
Shit, we're going to get all right.
We're going second.
No,
I was like, I was about to say it, man.
Like, what
I was about to say
fuck?
I'm out. I was about to say I'm out, guys. You're about to get the SpongeBob meme treatment.
You didn't want me to take Kingsley Suo Matea.
See, I was thinking Graham Burton out of Duke right here for Carolina.
Tyler Newman's there too.
I was thinking Graham Mertz from Wisconsin.
Oh, man. Hell of a fun time, boys. Always a pleasure getting out with y'all. We got a minute left, and we are out of this bitch, so we're going to set bid out and do teach to every one of you listening around the world, around the board. We'll be back next week, barring Blog Talk kicking us in the nuts. Look at you, Blog Talk, saying you kicked me in the nuts.
I'm going to kick you right in the nuts.
Yeah.
Can you believe we did a full show on... just the mock draft.
That's what I said. If there's other topics, put them to the side because they're probably not getting done. You want that? No,
yeah.
Ma. So we'd like to see. Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all as always. Need some good supplements, protein, things like that. Go to repsports.com, REPPsports.com. Promo code WrestleCast. Get 15% off your order.
That percent thought he said R-A-P-E sports. I was like, damn.
And with that, we'll close you with Christopher Daniels talking shit about me. We're out.
Greetings and salutations to all the listeners of WrestleCast Radio. This is the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels. Not only am I Ryan's favorite wrestler, but I'm also the co-host's favorite wrestler, and Ryan's not a good enough friend to name his co-host in this request for this particular video, so Ryan, you and your co-host have issues to talk about. But if you're listening to WrestleCast Radio, you're probably listening to me blather on, and I wanted to say I hope you guys have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year. 2020 is going to be a great year for AEW. I'm sure it'll be also great for WrestleCast Radio, and no matter what you do, remember that I will see you later.